All right, then, said the girl crossly. You can stay in prison for the next 20 years, you ungrateful animal. No, no, said Toad quickly. You're a very kind, clever girl, and I'm just a stupid toad. I shall be very happy indeed to meet your excellent aunt. The next evening, a little business was done in the toad's prison. Several gold coins left the toad's pocket and disappeared into the washerwoman's purse. Soon afterwards, Toad began to climb up the stairs towards the castle entrance. He was wearing an old cotton dress and a black bonnet, and carrying a large basket of washing, and his heart was beating very fast indeed. He passed the guards, who called out a friendly good night to him, and soon Toad was walking through the streets of the town. He was free! Wild with excitement, he found his way to the railway station, and then came the first problem. He had no money to buy a ticket. His wallet, his keys, his watch, everything was in the pockets of his coat lying on the prison floor. He had to get away from this town as quickly as he could. But how could he do it? He walked along beside one of the trains until he came to the engine. Then he stood there, crying, and looking up at the engine driver. "Hey!" called the driver. "What's the matter, old lady?"
"Oh, sir," said Toad. "I'm a poor, unhappy washerwoman, and I've lost all my money, and I must get home tonight."
"Come on, then," said the engine driver kindly. "Jump up, and you can have a free ride, but don't tell anyone."